What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about Cars 3, we're talking about Coco, and we're talking about Beauty and the Beast. It's gonna be dope.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Whoa, we're back. I know it's been a couple of weeks, but here we are, Disney Movie News, show we talk about Disney Movie News. I'm your host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie on social media. That'd be cool.
It was muted before, and you unmuted it.
I like unmuted mine just to make sure. Thank you guys for joining us. Super excited. It's been 2 weeks, so we've got some news to catch up on, but nothing like crazy. Sarah just got back from Orlando,
like,
so she's going to be talking about that.
An hour ago.
Yeah.
I just want to like pick Sarah's brain about everything Pandora.
Well, you can pick her brain, especially on social media, where they can follow you at.
Sarah Sterling _. I was like, Keaton First or me? I'm Sarah Sterling. You can find me over at Sarah Sterling. I'm Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram now.
Yes, you can.
And see her Cooper cute bathing suit. Hi, guys.
Stop watching the replay. Sarah's face is like not present.
I'm on the plane right now.
My name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And we've got the OG panel tonight.
The OG, back to the... to the roots.
We are.
Here we are, guys. Everybody
back
hold hands.
To life.
Okay, that's weird.
Back to reality.
Guys, I see you going. Hey, fam, I see you going ham My over bad. These hats in the chat.
They're so cute.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Stick around. We'll get to that later
we'll
on the show.
We'll get to it.
But I say we dive right in. Let's
Forget
move through
beanies.
This. What do you say? What do you say? Feel good about that? Want to just move through
I want to dive
just,
in.
Yeah. Want to just push? Yeah. Let's go.
Sounds
so
like
here's
you're
the deal.
In labor.
Yeah, we're like going to give birth to the show. Just push.
Right now.
Guys, here's some news about Cars 3. Doc Hudson, he's in it, right?
What?
Right?
I thought he was dead.
No.
Whoa, hey.
Don't
insensitive.
Cars? I'm sorry. He was old in the first one.
He was old in... Well, the thing that makes it more in particularly shocking is in the credits, Paul Newman is credited as his voice. But here's the thing. Paul Newman passed away in 2008.
Yep.
So how is Paul Newman the voice of Doc Hudson? Did they record scenes? Is it only the flashbacks of maybe some outtakes
Probably.
From the first movie that we never saw? Who knows? But that's kind of exciting.
Oh my God. I realize how insensitive that was now. I
yeah.
am so
no, you
sorry.
Didn't know. You didn't
I
know.
Meant like the character
no, totally.
Of like the car was...
No, I get it.
I'm
get what you were aiming
so
at. I saw where you were driving. You know, that's it. So a lot of people are speculating what his role could possibly be. Is he still alive? The second movie insinuated that he was dead, but they never outright said it. It was just like a statue built in his honor. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question to the chat is, what do you think, what is your headcanon for what happened to Doc the, what is it, the Hornet?
Hudson Hornet.
Hudson Hornet, yeah. We don't know. But that's kind of interesting, just a fun little side tidbit I'm going to be consciously aware of as we move into that movie, which comes out next week, which Summer? We
yeah.
will be doing a little screening
yeah,
of.
Yeah, we're doing a screening for Cars 3 in San Francisco, or the Bay Area.
The Bay
Ooh!
Area.
Technically Oakland. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, so look out for a video about that tomorrow.
And you don't have to yeah. worry about the people next to you singing, like in most... musical
well,
movies
yeah.
that you do screening
musical.
No,
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's like really exciting
Everyone's
to go.
Everyone's going to make car revving noises the whole time. I'm going to encourage it before the show. I'm just going to go up and go, hey guys, if a car revs, feel free to go.
Oh my goodness.
No, I won't do that. Please
I was
don't
like,
do that.
I never.
Come whisper it to me after the show. Just be like, Leo.
We're releasing these hats at the screening.
Yeah, we're going to get into that again later in the show. We're going to talk about the screening, talk about these hats, talk about Orlando. And, you know, I'll save Pirates for, like, next week or something like that.
Because
I know you guys have a million. Yeah, I know. I know you guys probably have a million questions, but we'll talk about it. But moving on, next up, Pixar, staying in that CGI world. Pixar has announced the all-Latino cast of Coco.
Coco.
I'm so excited for Coco.
Yeah, I'm glad that they went 100% Latino because Channing Tatum's not Latino, and he was in Book of Life, and that always really confused me.
Yeah.
That was really confusing to me. So I'm glad that they're doing it right fully. And, by the way, I love Book of Life. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I love that movie. It's good. Go watch it. But we've got Anthony Gonzalez. He's from Icebox and TNT's The Last Ship. He lends his voice to Miguel, the 12-year-old aspiring musician who struggles against his family's generations-old ban on music.
Footloose.
In Mexico. Next up, we've got excuse me. I'm going to say them. Can I say them, like, truly, like, Hispanic?
Yeah,
of course.
Ana Ofelia Murguia. So she plays, yeah, she's from Amazon's Mozart in the Jungle and Bandidas.
Wait, who's she Bandidas? In Mozart in the Jungle? I love that show.
I don't know who she is. She's just from that.
What's her name?
Her name is Ana Ofelia Murguia.
I'm guessing she works for the New York Symphony, who's always trying to get him more money. in that show.
Oh, see, I don't know anything about that show. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I can't. I just can't remember her name.
Oh, okay. She voices Miguel's cherished great-grandmother, Mama Coco. So I'm guessing she's an older lady. I don't know. She's very old and fragile, but that doesn't stop Miguel from sharing his daily adventures with her, very much like Moana. Next up, we've got René Victor. He's from Weeds and the Apostle. He provides the authoritative voice of Abuelita. Oh, Renee is a girl. Sorry. It's a guy and a girl's name in Spanish. Okay. So she provides the authoritative voice of Abuelita, Miguel's grandmother and the ultimate enforcer of the Rivera family.
Coco's not the grandmother?
Miguel's chair's great-grandmother is Coco.
Oh!
So Coco's the great-grandmother, revelations. and then Abuelita, who Jenny plays on the internet. Our friend Jenny Lorenzo plays the character of Abuelita.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite. Next up, we've got Jaime Camil. So he's from... I met Jaime. I met him at the Pirates thing. He's such a cool guy. He was like the sweetest dude. Yeah, Jaime Camil. He plays... he's from Jane the Virgin, and he's from Elena of Avalor. He's one of the voices, and The Secret Lives of Pets.
I think I've interviewed him.
Yeah, my mom is in love with him.
Is he really good looking?
He's super good looking with perfect teeth.
He's so nice!
Half graying.
He's so hot.
He's like, such a babe.
He's like Antonio Banderas, like... 20 years ago, and you're just like, oh.
Oh, man. No, he's something. And he's the sweetest guy. You know what? I'm going to tweet a picture with him after this because I love him so much.
I will tweet a picture, too.
Oh, you can tweet my picture.
No. Yes, I've interviewed him.
Tomorrow, I'll text you, and we'll plan it, and we'll do like a Jaime Camil shout-out.
I love it.
He plays the voice of Papa, Miguel's supportive father, who hopes that someday Miguel will join him in the family shoemaking business. That's kind of interesting. So he's opposing the tradition, but his family is not against it. We've got Sofia Espinosa. She plays Gloria. She provides the voice of Miguel's mom, Mama, who gently encourages her son to embrace their family's traditions. He's like, I know you want to be a musician, mijo, but you can't. You got to make some choose. You have to choose, okay? Yeah. You must choose the choose. And then we've got Luis Valdez, Which Way Is Up, and La Bamba, and Cisco Kid. He's the voice of Tio Berto. Man, Tio Berto is always up to no good. Tios are the biggest trolls in Latino families. And last but not least, we have Lombardo Boyar. He's from Happy Feet and TNT's Murder in the First. He lends his voice to a friendly mariachi who he encounters in the Santa Cecilia Plaza. So,
God, Benjamin cool. Bratt is in it too.
Yeah, he's definitely
Ernesto.
But we already knew that one. Oh. Yeah, so those are all the new casting. But yes, Benjamin Bratt is also part of the movie. And who else did we? In The Land of the Dead, there's a bunch. Yeah, I'll just go through the names: Gael Garcia Bernal, Benjamin Bratt, Edward James Olmos,
Gael Garcia Bernal is one of he's the lead in Mozart in the Jungle, and
they got a lot of Mozart in the Jungle people for this one.
I love him. I've watched Mozart in the Jungle. He's phenomenal. Leo, you need to watch it because he's so good. You would like it a lot.
Miranda Rose saying, I'm the true star of Coco. God, you know how much I would give to be part of, even just the voice of someone in the background going, hey, watch where you're going. You know, something like ridiculous.
Those are like the things they give to like George Takei.
Adios mío.
What was that movie? Something in the Two Strings. The Laika movie that
Kubo.
Came out.
Kubo. Kubo, yeah.
George Takei was a random voice. I was just like, oh my.
We've also got Alana Ubak. We've got Selena Luna. We've got Alfonso Arau. We've got Herbert Sigüenza. We've got Octavio Solis. We've got Gabriel Iglesias. We have Chich Marin. And we have Blanca Araceli. So all of those people are in the new movie. And that is amazing. All Latino cast. Go. Go do it.
Trailer dropped today, Disney? But we...
Yeah, we came in a little bit too late, so we will show it next week.
Airport.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. But moving on, Avengers Infinity War. We got a little vignette on that movie, which I find... I love Chris Hemsworth as a comedian. His timing and his execution
is just... Can I bring my cat?
Yeah, yes. Yes, you can. Anyways, let's watch it.
It's a dog. His name is My Cat.
It's a dog.
Playing with the dolls here. A little fight scene going on, is it? A little choreograph kind of set up. Who's this guy? Berlin techno rave. He's just rolled in from 3 a.m. Interesting, there's no Thor toy in here. Is that on purpose? Or? The Russos are doing this, so you have to talk to Joe. Yeah, sure. Heard that before. The Civil War. No Thor. What are they all doing? Standing around, kind of pointing at each other. Look at me! I'm an idiot! Tell you what would really happen if there was a fight between all of us. Basically, go a little bit like this. Oh, look at me! I'm Iron Man, and I'm just got hit over there, and look at me, I'm Captain America, and I got smashed over there like a little fly. He's just a kid.
A little fly.
Over. He's not even real. Guns aren't cool, so you can hop off the table. Bunch of losers, these guys. I like those guys. They can stay. You can come with me, because we're now mates. Thanks for nothing, Russo.
God, I love him so much. It makes me so much more excited for Thor Ragnarok. Like, that is my movie of the summer.
Do you know what I'm more excited about? I'm more excited about when they release all, like, the deleted scenes or the bloopers.
Oh, my God.
Like, a couple months after the movie gets released. And, like, it's just going to be hysterical.
Dude, that's one, like, DVD I would buy just to watch those deleted scenes. I hope you guys are excited about Thor and also Infinity War. We're going to get some Spider-Man action in there. Super exciting. I'm stoked. Moving on. We won't linger too long on anything tonight. We've got... look at Sarah. Look, she's dead. She literally just landed in this country. So
this country.
I'm just kidding.
Florida is still a part of the United States. I know it's really different over there.
It's questionable.
It's very different.
Guardians of the Galaxy. We've got a bunch of Easter eggs for Guardians of the Galaxy. That now that the ride is open, Sarah, you went to it.
No, you didn't.
It was Tiff and Patrick.
Tiff and Patrick love it.
Yeah, but there are a number of Easter eggs within the line of the ride.
Really?
Everybody's clamoring
about
this.
Guys, Mission Breakout. Better than Tower?
Yes. I'm already going to say it.
Let Diz Twitter tell you what they think.
God,
just kidding.
So
don't.
Mad.
It's terrible.
Dizflix?
No, Diz Twitter.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. Ragnarok is coming out in November, but I'm still... It's like, you know, it's a summer blockbuster style movie. That's what I meant. So let's go over some of these things. We got a few images here. I didn't write down all of them, but I wanted to highlight some of the standouts. So first of all, we've got Warlock's Eye. For those who are unfamiliar, this is sort of... It's interesting because this is kind of like a tease to the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I won't say much, but other than this is connected to that, so it's kind of cool that they put this Easter egg and they're tying the universe together so overtly. The next one that I have featured, there's a bunch, by the way.
By the way, this is stuff that's in the queue.
This is in the queue. This is in the line.
Items that the collector has
he's collected.
From Disney.
Yeah.
I love that!
Yeah, the Yeti from the Matterhorn is up there as well.
It's the old Yeti.
There's a lot more than what I'm going to talk about, by the way, but these are kind of like the coolest ones. So, yeah, the Matterhorn Yeti's in there, the old Matterhorn. Next up, we have
Cosmo
the dog. You might remember him from the very first Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's actually a Marvel character that has appeared in the comics several times. So he was an Easter egg in the movie, and now he's an Easter egg of the movie in the ride. So Cosmo's making a name for himself. He's making a splash.
Can't wait for the Cosmo animated series.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
I feel like that's...
Next up, we have Dolores the Octopus from the Country Bear Jamboree. Country Bear Vacation Hoedown attraction at Disneyland.
I saw Country Bear Jamboree on this trip. Terrifying.
Yeah, how was it?
I love it.
How was it going back?
Those are the things that scare me.
There's a song
furry
that literally
things.
Has the word shook in it. Do you guys know that? Just like, what? Every time I see a guy and I get shook.
Yeah, that's a word. I don't want people to think that's new.
Every guy turns me on, turns me down. That's a song on a Disney ride.
We're going to talk about Disney's questionable wording
lyrics
throughout this particular episode.
Whoa,
last but not least, we got Figment. He's up there trapped in his little box, looking, trying to get out. I've heard a lot of people say he's really hard to see. Like, it's hard to kind of make
him out. Yeah, I mean, the picture on the right is, like, what you see.
That's the best version of
that's,
of
like, what you
what
see.
You see
but people can tell it's Figment.
Yeah, you can tell it's him. So
to clarify, everyone in the chat is like, what's Diz Twitter? Diz Twitter is just what you call Disney people on Twitter.
Yeah, don't call it Diz Twitter. Don't make it a thing, please.
It is a thing.
No, just call it the Disney Twitter community.
They're angry people.
Because someone's going to do at Diz Twitter. Well, too late.
It probably exists already. It's already taken.
But yeah, that's cool. I'm glad that the ride is acknowledging all of the different movies. I can't wait to go on it. I'm dying to, but I don't want to wait 7 hours in line. So,
yeah, happening. That's just crazy.
It's definitely not Disneyland, that long anymore. It's like 80 minutes now.
If you work there and you want to hook me up, DM me. God. Be tight. Next up, guys, here's the one I was talking about when it came to language. Beauty and the Beast. We got a deleted scene from that film. A deleted scene from Beauty and the Beast that is highly un-Disney. Let's watch
it. Oh, really? I haven't seen this yet.
Here it comes.
Is this
I won't
a gay
talk.
Moment?
Let's not talk. No. Well, no.
I'm very excited to share these deleted scenes from Beauty and the Beast. They
Are
actually
you?
Contain some of my favorite moments.
He's
but whether
like
it was
so
a question of running time or, you know, tonal shifts, they didn't ultimately fit into the film. But I'm very happy you get to see them now.
I don't believe you. We're back here!
I shouldn't be here.
Did LeFou just say, oh, shit?
Well,
what?
Toiletta came out.
Now you know why it was deleted.
Toiletta.
Well, it was deleted. It's amazing that it even was shot. Even more amazing that they decided to put it out into the world for people to see. But man, that caught me off guard for sure. I kind of wish they would have left it. I kind of do.
Yeah, it's kind of it was that I liked it.
Yeah, but it didn't. It tonally and I guess pacing wise, it didn't quite make sense to put that into the.
Do you know what it does for me? It makes it make a little bit more sense about LeFou really like
hating poop.
But in the end, LeFou is immediately accepted into like the ball and like forgiven for like helping Gaston do all this stuff, which always seemed a little bit like. But like even though LeFou is LeFou. He was still doing some pretty bad things.
Some really things. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
things.
What I was going to say is that scene, maybe not, but I think there should have been some scene where he like sort of comes to some point of reconciliation with the.
Well, they tried to do that with the Mr. Tot scene.
Yeah, but it's not enough. It's not enough.
I don't even remember that scene.
Yeah, I guess.
Where he's like.
I guess.
Like, you're too good for him.
No. Good on them for dropping that clip from the movie. Dropping, like poop.
Oh my god.
Okay,
droppings. Get it? Okay.
oh my god. J Space, what poor servant turned into a toilet?
Monsieur Toilette.
Yeah.
Clearly.
LOL.
He was already, his name was John Toilette. Get it? John. Okay. Moving on, dad jokes aside. Last but not least on our news list here, we've got Cars 3. We got a new scene from Cars 3 that was just dropped and kind of shares a little bit of
background. They've released the whole movie at this point.
Yeah, at this point, I've already seen everything. So let's check it out. Raises a lot of questions, by the way. There's a lot of controversy about this.
By the way. Good luck out there, champ. You're going to need it.
Jackson Storm.
Oh. One reason Storm and the next gens are more efficient, their ability to hold the optimum racing line every single lap.
Win number three for the rookie sensation.
They don't show a lot of the movie. They just show a lot of this race over and over again.
I've already seen this entire climactic race.
Cutting edge simulators.
They better start the movie with this.
It is. You can tell it's early on.
So real. Racers never even have to go outside.
The racing facility.
So real. Like they don't have to go outside.
Well, that's not natural.
You know what's also not natural? Sentient cars.
Yeah.
5% increased downforce.
Lucky number 7.
1.2% higher top speed.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
what's controversial?
So the controversial thing is, it's like, first of all, if they. Where did he come from? Where did Jackson Storm come from? How do cars have babies is the real question.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's the controversy?
The controversy
is... The age-old controversy?
Like, if cars don't have babies, because there are no baby cars in this, how are they made? Is there a sentient, like, god that makes cars? And did he just now decide to make Jackson Storm? And did he just now decide to make Jackson Storm the most elite racer of all time? Like, why aren't all racers created equal?
In, like, the first one or the second one, there's, like, a reference to the maker. They say, like, thank the maker.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, never mind. Controversy averted. But what does that mean, though?
It's weird.
Well, Sarah's favorite point, too, is like, why do the school buses have seats?
Yeah, there's no children.
Yeah, there's no children.
Why is there a school bus?
No, the main question I have is, why do I care about cars? I don't.
Because they go vroom, vroom.
No.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I mean, I'm going to go see it on Monday. Make my heart go boom, boom.
Nope,
my supernova girl.
Nope. Mine was a car commercial. Sorry, yours is a great hit song.
I'm excited for Cars 3, guys.
I'm excited about, me too. And I'm especially excited because next week we're doing a screening. There's going to be a video on Thingamavlog tomorrow, but we might as well talk about it on the show tonight since we got some extra time. Sarah, why don't you tell them all the deets?
Guys, we're doing these movie screenings.
Cool,
and, like,
thanks.
They're really fun.
That was Disney
I wasn't
news.
Done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. We're going to, like, the Bay Area because Pixar's in the Bay Area. We thought it was appropriate to do a Pixar screening in
next to Pixar.
Near Pixar. The theater, in particular, is, like, real close to Pixar. It's the mm-hmm. Grand Lake mm-hmm. Theater in mm-hmm. Oakland.
Are you guys going into Pixar?
Maybe. Leo's probably not.
Excuse me?
He's not allowed.
We've got work.
Yeah, I hate that my responsibilities keep me from
we'll see.
Attending.
We're trying
things.
To go to Pixar. We'll see. You know, tickets go on sale this Saturday. Like I said, we got these hats.
Yeah, so we're selling Thingamavlogs hats now, as many of
we
you
We also have
noticed.
These pins.
Yeah, we're going to have a Thingamavlog, like what were you calling them? Like the
like
fan
club
badge?
Club member.
Club member pins.
Silver and gold. And
that's a silver one.
Yeah.
Are you not a gold member yet?
She's not a gold member.
Second tier. Yeah. Second string thing.
It's not silver. It's platinum.
The screenings are super fun. We had one in Orlando for Beating the Beast again.
How many tickets will there be? Good question. I think we have 180 tickets. Yes.
180. And it comes with also a Thingamavlogs Cars theme pin.
You get the pin for buying the ticket.
Not this pin.
I designed a special pin, like I do for every movie. This one, we just released the design last week. Or this week, excuse me. I'll be posting that on my Instagram as well.
You can see it.
Yeah, 180 seats. If you guys want to make it up to the Bay Area, it would be amazing to see some of you up there. And if you want to sport some of these hats, obviously there's one for each of the four Thingamavlog colors.
There are. Mine's yellow.
Obviously red's the best one.
Red for Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. Ciao. Do your own Wilson impression.
Carburetor County.
You're so good
Carburetor
at it.
Carburetor County.
Kermit the Frog. Carburetor County, Miss Piggy.
Carburetor County. So that's the crazy news.
Ooh.
You like it?
I do like it.
You looking at it?
I'm looking at it. Thanks. A really cool one.
The pin is on Instagram, Issa.
The challenge is designing a pin with limited amount of colors and still getting that full vibrancy of a Disney movie, I'll tell you.
Oh, that one's cool.
That was our Beauty and the Beast one.
Yeah,
It's not being a base of a Disney World themed. Because I was just at Disney World.
Yeah, so tell them about
guys,
that.
Guys, I literally just got off the plane from Disney World.
Yeah, I just picked her up.
I went to go see Pandora.
Pandora?
That was the highlight.
Everything about Pandora.
Yeah, we're here to talk about it. Like, our news was pretty scarce this week.
Are we done with news?
Yeah, we're through the news already.
Yeah, except we're saving some stuff for next week intentionally.
Yeah, but let's talk about, because we've had a lot of experience. We haven't been here in 2 weeks. You just came from there. I haven't had a chance to be on the show and talk about pirates, so we have a lot of time left.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about this.
Get
your questions in the chat.
The rest of Thingamavlogs went to Orlando to do the Beauty and the Beast screening, but also like to see Pandora, the World of Avatar, the new land at Animal Kingdom, and we also went to Universal's new theme park, Volcano Bay, but that's secondary.
Was that dope?
Volcano Bay was really cool. But, guys, Pandora is really, really cool. You guys should be excited about it. I feel like no one's excited about it because people, like, a lot of our viewers are, like, pretty young and, like, were really, really young when Avatar came out.
You didn't even know I was such a Pandora
fan. I didn't know that you, like, I've been calling Leo Pandora trash.
I'm Pandora trash.
I'm like, I didn't know you were such Pandora trash.
The word for that is Derek
Taluk. Oh, my God.
What is Pandora trash?
I'm a big fan of
Avatar. He's just trash for Pandora.
Oh, so you're a groupie.
Not for Pandora the park, for the
movies. Avatar.
Yeah,
can I call you like a Panuki, like a groupie, but Pandora groupie?
That's racist.
Oh, my God. A Pazuki.
The Na'vi are offended as a people, as a native species.
Anuki.
I got a lot of people like writing me on Instagram being like, if I've never seen Avatar, will I like this land? I think yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a fantasy, magical land.
It's really cool. It's, there wasn't a lot that I didn't, well, I'm like, if you're really on, because I don't remember the movie at all.
That's fine.
I remember that, like,
that's better.
He gets put in an alien body, and he,
it's genetically engineered.
Can't walk, and, like, he goes,
and it's
and
actually
he gets
his,
accepted
it's actually
into the
his,
culture.
It's his brother's body, but because they have the same, obviously the same genetic phenotype, like,
yeah,
because
they're twins, they're identical twins, but he, had lost his ability to walk.
In the war.
Right.
Yeah. And his brother was a scientist, a highly educated man. And then they have to put this, and the way the movie's framed is they have to put a military man's mind in a scientist's body.
Yeah.
But
so,
he works out and stuff. It's really great.
I remembered like the basics of the movie. I feel like if you like don't know anything,
it's
you might
Pocahontas
be like, who are
aliens?
These aliens?
That's
it's
it.
Fern Gully, Pocahontas.
Pocagully.
What was the best
ride? Talk about it.
Oh, Flight of Passage is incredible. Flight of Passage is like the main ride there, and it's like it's a virtual reality experience similar to Soarin', but like 20 times cooler than Soarin'.
Why is it cooler? Soarin' is so boring.
Zeke is summing it up really well. He's saying, kids who haven't seen Avatar, imagine when you really love something the first time. And being really disappointed the second viewing.
Yep.
Andy, I'm going to come
saw
for
it
you.
Four times in the
Andy
theater.
In the chat being like, Avatar's not Disney. Neither was Indiana Jones for like the first 20
neither
years.
Neither was
that
Tower
attraction.
Of Terror.
Yeah, neither is Twilight Zone. Neither is a lot of things.
Neither was
yeah.
Tron.
Neither is Aerosmith.
Tron has always been Disney.
It has?
Yes. Yeah. No.
No, I didn't. No. Not when the original one came out.
No.
I don't think it was Disney.
No, it wasn't Disney.
Called out.
I've never out like fact. That felt good. Yeah, tell us more.
Anyway,
so how is it different from
flying? You're not sitting. You're riding a banshee.
Like a motorcycle.
and you can feel it. You can feel it breathing.
What sound was that attributed to? Was it made of rubber?
Sorry, good.
That was amazing. Sorry.
You can feel it breathing in between your legs.
Like a horse? Like when you ride a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Really
they,
cool.
They make the breathing sounds very obvious in the movie. It's like a big thing. And you see their ribs go. Yeah, they have like a. They do that a lot.
Tower and Indy are just rides, not a whole land. All right, guys.
Okay, well, this is only two rides.
Stop being haters.
By the way, like.
Just tweets.
Yeah, whatever. Disney doesn't own Tomorrow.
Land.
They don't own all fantasies.
It's just like so much more. I mean, like Soarin' Over the World is new, like with the newer cameras and stuff like that. But this is like also super new.
Was Tron always Disney? I gotta look it up. Keep going.
If it was always Disney, I'm gonna be so happy with myself.
you can completely like. Oh, to me too.
I'll find it. Keep talking.
I'm like pretty sure it was always Disney.
What's the ride called again? The Banshee?
The Flight of Passage.
It was Disney. So
I knew it because I have a countdown to the Millennium Pin.
It's literally
for Tron.
The first sentence. Tron is a 1982 American science fiction action adventure film written and directed by Steven Lisberger, based on a story by Lisberger and Bonnie McBird, and produced by Walt Disney Productions. So there you go.
Well, suck it.
Good job.
I guess I can suck it.
Excuse me. Not a thing to claim sucking over.
Anyway, Flood Passage. anyway, it's a really wonderful ride experience. I got to ride it twice. It is just like...
I'm watching it.
I'm like really sad that I won't be able to go on it for like a really long time. Because it's like... Oh my God, don't watch it. There's no point in watching it.
No, I just want to see what the seats look like. That's all I want.
They look like little kind of saddles. You step into it, and then you like sit down, and it closes over your back. I said it was similar to the Tron roller coaster, but it's a little bit different. And you have handlebars, and you match with an avatar. You like become an avatar.
Oh, that's fun.
And you're pairing with a banshee.
Is that the story?
The plot? Yeah, you're going on your flight of passage.
Your flight of passage. Yeah.
And they have
one of the most pivotal scenes in that entire
fake
movie.
Fake Sigourney Weaver intros the ride. It's like not Sigourney Weaver, but it's like.
Why don't you just fly straight?
Anyway,
that's the thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we're in these little pods. It's like the Star Wars ride. Individual. Sorry, I don't know when I'm ever going to get to go to Disney World.
You go into these like individual rooms where there's like maybe what like seven, maybe ten at the most, like pods in a row. But then the walls open up in front of you, and it's a huge screen like Soarin'. And if you like lean forward and look to the side, you can see like other people. Like there's a ton of different pods all in front of the same screen, but like it's not like Soarin' where you all enter into the same room. You enter into your individual.
Oh, so if
you look around, you see them, but it's not immediately apparent.
And there's no feet dangling.
Thank God.
You put your bags like in these little pods behind
you. And the numbers that you were saying, it was like 200 people in that room. With
you
but you don't even
200
notice
people.
Them.
That's so cool.
You put your bags in these little like buckets behind you, and. It's like they're always make sure your bag is really in there because you're like the part of the room that your pods are on like separates from the wall and the whole like room is like moving around.
Mm, that's pretty cool.
If you like look behind you, it's like very weird. You're like, wah.
So don't like, look behind you.
Suspended over like this huge.
That's cool. That's like breathing. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I don't want to even see it. I'm going to wait. I'm on Pandora trash. It needs to be
so
real for me.
So cool. Lots of stuff happens.
I need to immerse myself. I need to be
the Navi River journey is fine.
I
see.
That's
a little bit of a buzzkill.
It's like. We waited a really long time for it. We waited like an hour and a half to go on it, and I would never wait that long ever again. I would wait 30 minutes at most for it ever again in the future, but it's really beautiful. It's all bioluminescent.
Ooh.
There's only one animatronic on it for everyone asking in the
comments. And it is the creepy goddess of animatronics.
It didn't creep me out.
Worked on her.
Because it's too realistic?
Yeah, it's the river shaman. She just does this.
Dude, she's got some creepy
scenes.
Singing.
it didn't creep me out because I was like, that's just a Navi. That's not an animatronic. That's just real.
Excuse me, it's Navi.
Okay.
Stay right.
God.
I want to see you, but I can't.
She was great. I just wanted to look at her forever.
Weird.
Yeah. I wanted to look at her forever. The whole land is great, guys.
Did you have any of the food? I heard the food's
the restaurant
really cool.
There is the best quick service food I've had in any Disney park ever.
See, that's really good because in the movie it's supposed to be like the best tasting food that they've ever had.
It's the best quick service restaurant at a Disney park that I've ever been to.
Okay.
It was so good.
What did you get?
They have like these bowls that you can create. You like pick your meat or tofu. And you pick your like base. It could be like a salad base or like grains or potato base. And you pick your sauce. Ooh. And they make it for you. So I had like rice with like beef and like chimichurri sauce, and the beef was so good. It was like it was just like really good steak. It was so good.
People keep Instagramming these certain drinks. It's like a boba, but like
yeah, the night blossom. Yeah. Cool. Night blossom drink. It's very sour, which I like. It's like I forget what exactly it is. We have a Pandora food video coming out on Thingavlog sometime soon.
There's a lot of videos coming from Pandora from this trip, you guys. I'm in none of them.
No, but the Night Blossom was good, though. I liked it.
But catch Leo every day on Game Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys are into video games, which that means -3 of you.
God, Pandora was really good. I'm really into it. I thought it was so well done.
That's cool. It makes me excited to want to go one day. I'll go with 4 of my friends.
That makes me looking like... It makes me so hopeful for Star Wars Land.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's obviously
gonna,
everybody's
saying.
They're
going to have to knock that out of the park. Mm-hmm. If
it also, like,
Pandora
really seamlessly... blends into Animal Kingdom for all these people who are like, it doesn't fit in Animal Kingdom. Like, there is no, like, clear beginning or end of Pandora. It's just, like, suddenly you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that at the beginning they, like, didn't want there to be, like, any signs, but then they realized, like, they needed signs because...
Pandora.
Like, people will
get make a
lost.
Pretty big deal about ending up on Pandora in the movie.
Right. So. It's just kind of like you can very easily just, like, walk into it. Like, the only thing that will signify it is this big, like, weird plant at the front, and if you rub it, it, like stuff comes out of it.
You touched it.
No, I'm serious. That's what happens. It's like this big, gross plant, and if you, like... Yeah.
Disney, stop.
No!
It's a cool fact.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But it's funny because then people walking by get, like, splashed with water.
Oh, babe, stop! You need to not touch... Good Lord.
Don't touch the plant!
You usually have to accept an agreement before you talk about that kind of thing.
And at night, it glows. Everything glows.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait,
okay.
Sorry,
can I change the subject really quick and just ask, did any of you guys see the non-CG images of... The Beast?
Oh, yeah, they're ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we're definitely skipping over. Like, next week we will talk about Mary Poppins and Coco. But today was just crazy because she was flying back and I was working. So next week, I promise we'll go over all of this.
And my sister's going to be in town next week, and she and her Irish boyfriend are going to come and just watch. But we'll get him to say some fun things and... Irish.
An Irish?
An Celtic. Irish accent?
You know, that'll be great. Maybe, think some Disney characters with an Irish accent. No, that's unobtainium. Yeah, let's not forget about that. Let's never forget about unobtainium. The rare metal that is hard to get. That's why they call it unobtainium. It's a science fiction metal. Whenever they don't, it's a fictional metal that doesn't exist.
Oh.
And they need to give it a name. It exists in like multiple science fiction properties. It's like notorious for being the dumbest name, but people use it anyways. Mm. And they use it in Avatar. Mm. It's like, we've got a mine for this unobtainium here under this tree of life, so we're going to blow it up. It's where they live. Oh, well, they're natives. Who cares?
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen Avatar, that's been out for like a million years. You're really blown up.
Yeah, and you missed out because you should have saw it in 3D because that's why it was so cool.
Vane is saying, I didn't know Leo didn't like to discuss gross things. No, I did it for comedic effect. I love discussing gross things. We have a little bit of time left. Is there anything else? Or should I take some questions about pirates so we don't do it next week?
Just talk about pirates. Just tell them what happened.
Tell them what happened? Okay, well, if you guys have any questions, feel free. You have any? I mean, I know we haven't spoken.
Someone
in the chat said they saw you.
In the movie? That's possible, but I didn't see myself.
So hard.
So, guys, I haven't been posting this on social media, but I'll say it on the show because I feel like this is a more intimate setting. You guys, we're all fam. My scene actually got cut from the film. Yeah, it's a huge bummer. I'm not saying that on social media because I still want people to go see the movie, and like Disney's been really great to me, and you know, they didn't tell me I couldn't say that, but you know, it sort of implied like we gave you this amazing experience, please don't bash. My scene. I mean, you got to remember, I shot it 2 years ago. They probably didn't.
There was
remember.
No guarantee.
There was no guarantee. Maybe I'll make the DVD extra features. They did have a DVD crew following me around the whole time that I was there. They filmed my entire process of becoming a pirate, from Penny Rose, the Academy Award nominated costume designer, custom making me an outfit, which you see in the Thingamavlogs video we uploaded.
It's crazy.
That's all documented, to me walking on set, to meeting Johnny Depp, to interacting with the extras, to being on the Black Pearl. All of that's been documented, so hopefully some of that makes the DVD extra features.
I would be surprised if it didn't.
Yeah, I would be too.
It was a lot of really great content, and obviously would be more marketing for the DVD release. Hopefully, maybe they'll have us do something for that as well.
And with the how quickly they've been popping out DVDs, I can't believe Beauty and the Beast is already out.
No, no, no. You can already pre-order Wonder Woman. If you order it, because, you know, I do video game news. If you order it on PlayStation Network, you get 20% off of the film, and you get a custom skin for Injustice 2. Like, that's how they're marketing DVD releases, literally while the movie is on its opening weekend.
Okay.
So that's pretty amazing. Okay. Don't feel sad for me. I had an amazing experience with it. I got to go to Australia. I'm in the movie. I'm technically canon.
Don't feel bad for Leo. It's possible that
you can still see him. It's just like we couldn't see him because
my scene, the part where they like focus on me, that part was out, but I'm probably still in it.
Yeah, like because he was in the bank robbery scene.
In the execution scene.
And that was such a long scene too, and people were running like around crazy.
So I got to go to Australia. I got to film. I got this amazing experience.
We did see Manon.
Yeah, we saw Manon.
So like,
I made amazing friends. I got to walk the red carpet in Hollywood and in China. I spent a week in China. Sarah was there. I walked the red carpet with Jerry Bruckheimer. I got to meet all of them.
Sarah got a pic. Got to hang out with Orlando Bloom.
He wasn't naked in a rowboat with Katy Perry. That was great.
Unfortunate, but
the biggest thing that came out of this, and probably one of the biggest moments in my career so far as in entertainment, is because of this, Disney hired me to host the live Q&A with the cast of the movie. With Javier Bardem and they were so happy with what I did that I'll be working on future projects with Star Wars and Marvel. So you guys, don't feel bad for me. This has been the biggest thing that has ever happened to me in my career.
Shanghai Disneyland.
Yeah, we got to go to Shanghai Disneyland. It's been an amazing experience and
2 years in the making.
Keep coming into my shot.
Listen.
Leo, you have your own space. Sarah and I have to share. Yeah. Stay in your own space. You don't have to share with anybody.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You get to be in the movie. You got all this cool thing.
Well, thank you guys for being proud of me. I appreciate that. If there's anything you want to know about what it was like.
I met Bob Iger.
Oh, yeah, rub that one in Sarah's face.
Never forgive.
Ooh. I also
Did you
met
see
the Lawrence
Bob
Brothers.
Iger liked my tweet, though?
What?
He liked my tweet, too.
He tweeted a picture of the Groot, and I responded, and I was like, precious BBs, look at those cinnamon rolls. And he liked it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bob Iger, you don't know what me you
and,
mean,
me and
Sarah.
Me and Bobby Iggs.
Precious
which,
cinnamon rolls.
I met the Lawrence Brothers. I met a bunch of different interesting celebrities out there. Very, very cool. I met Miss Dominican Republic. My mom was in love with her, and she wanted to date me.
Oh, my God. Why do you keep bringing this up?
Because I love it. It made me feel very handsome that Miss Dominican Republic thought I was a very good-looking Cuban man.
I'm glad you got a nice picture with Eric in Florida.
Yeah, I had breakfast with Prince Eric.
It wasn't a nice picture.
Morning.
Did you see her face? She was like, this isn't as good as my boyfriend.
I had breakfast with Prince Eric.
Yeah, well, you have lunch with me every day, so what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. But no, it was guys, it was cool. Being on the set of a motion major picture, I mean. Major motion picture.
It was like the coolest. Like when I first found out I like died, I was like,
unreal.
I was like blown away.
Yeah, and I still like it's such a vivid memory because now it's the only thing I want. Like I want to do that again. I want to end up there, not as an influencer, not as a marketing tool. Talent. Like, I want to be cast in a movie. You know, like, that's all I want now. I'm going to pursue voice acting. I'm going to pursue acting. And I don't even care anymore. My dreams have shifted, and the stars are in my horizon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You almost did the same thing that Harry was doing on your shirt, but you had to do it the other arm.
So if you guys, I'll do some shout outs. Yeah. But if you have any other questions or you want to know anything else, I'll be on Pirate 6.
Leo will be the lead.
Just hit me up on social media and we can talk about it more. I'll probably post another Throwback Thursday about it eventually.
Oh, did you get to speak to Javier off camera?
Yes, I did actually. I did get to talk to him. First of all, he complimented me on my hosting ability, which made me feel stupendous because those people are doing interviews all day long.
Yeah.
Kaya did too. I told him, I'm like, you know what it means to me. I'm like, thanks for being such a great representative of like the Hispanic community. Like, it's very cool to see you doing your work out there and being so highly respected and opening a lot of doors for a lot of us. You know, and he's like, oh, you know, thank you very much. That means a lot. And I was like, also, my mom's really jealous that I'm with you.
You should have FaceTimed your mom immediately.
Oh my God. Well, they all. It was funny because Kaya actually did that live.
Oh really?
It was cool. It was a great moment for me and a huge opportunity.
What's the guy's name?
The Brenton Thwaites.
Okay. Brenton is my new big like celebrity crush.
There
so
is he.
So cute.
He has a baby.
He has a kid.
He has a child, yeah. But he looks like he's 12, but I still love him. He was so cute and adorable and endearing, and I was so jealous when you were interviewing him because I had seen the movie.
He was like the coolest one at the party, too.
I took a picture with him.
Yeah, we did. We both did, but yeah.
But he's like our age, though, even though he looks, he's like in his 30s, isn't he?
No, he's 27.
He's younger. Yeah.
Okay, so he's the same age.
28, 27. Yeah, did I speak Spanish to Javier? I did in the interview. I actually told him, calmate, chico.
What did he say? Did he laugh?
Yeah, he was laughing. He thought it was funny. By the way, I know I said I'm a tool of marketing. I was just being sarcastic. Like,
no, Edgar's just giving you a hard time. Yeah, that's all he does.
That's all he does. Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's a living, breathing, true troll idol. no, it was a huge honor. I'm so glad they did it. And, yeah, here we are today doing amazing things. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Guys, what a week. Thank you
so
much.
You guys, let's all give... I know. Can we get that sound effect in the booth here? Come on.
Nah.
Help us out here.
Nah.
Or not.
Nah. Wait.
Yay!
Yeah, Piratas del Caribe. You know how we do.
Muy bien.
Babe Dun Thwaites. Calm down, Kennedy. Yeah, let's give some shout-outs to the chat here. We've got Della Torture in the chat.
Whoa.
That's Edgar.
Yeah. We've got Madeline. I'm like, yeah. Madeline, thanks for hanging out. Heavenly Imaginings, always supportive across all social media. Thank you for being so active.
Guadalupe
Amanda.
Mendoza.
Amanda's best. Guadalupe Mendoza. Alexis. We've got Kennedy Allison. Lane. Yeah, Allison, always hanging out. Andy, of course, Andy, my boy. What's going on, dude? Monet Pink. Is your name really Monet?
It's Monet.
That's such a pretty name.
Zeke hanging out in the chat. We got Disney Film Facts, The Elusive. We don't know if that's person.
Christine.
Yeah. We've got Serenity in here. We've got Mouseketeeric.
I love Disney Film
I think
Facts.
You need to change your name, man.
He just changed his name.
I know. He needs to do it again.
Oh, my God.
It's still fresh. It's time. Elizabeth Cook. What up, girl? We've got Miranda Rose. Always in the chat, hanging out, supporting. We love you. Sky Patterson. Cassandra Arriaza.
Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah, I went super Hispanic on it.
Super Iron Halo.
Super Iron Halo, the one gamer in the audience. Appreciate you. Did we say Natasha Reddy? Because if we didn't, we're doing it now. Justin Kelly. You guys, you're also wonderful. You're
Elizabeth
also
Cook.
Thanks for joining us this week.
Elizabeth gets two shout-outs this week.
Oh, did she? Oh, you already gave her a shout-out?
Yeah, she'll be tweeting about that. Right, Elizabeth? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Isabella Wasson?
Issa Wasson.
Issa
Wasson. She's the...
she's our girl.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which Batman character I gave her. I think she's... she's not my Robin. She's my Nightwing.
Christiane Potter?
We have to go pick up pasta.
Yeah, we got to go pick up pasta.
I know. We're keeping them from their baby.
I miss her so much.
Oh my gosh, she's going to freak.
Yes, she
is. This
is
really
out.
Episode 74 of Disney Movie News? Wow.
We have to do Serenity. Something on our 100th episode.
Yeah, special. We will. You know what's insane? I host another show, Game Talk Live, that I started about 3 months ago. I'm on episode 70 of that show. I've done as many.
It's daily.
Yeah, it's daily. Well. But it's insane to think that I've done 70 episodes, and here we've been doing this for, like, a year and a half?
2 years, at least.
2 years, and we're at episode
74.
October. Yeah. Yeah. But I want to say thank you guys so much for sticking with us through all of these episodes. Yeah. It's been a pleasure. It's been so much fun growing with you guys as an audience. Sorry, I'm particularly emotional today. Yeah, it's been fun. I'm glad you're back. I missed you very, very much.
I missed you too, babe.
It's good to see you. I'm glad you're back from New York. I've been dying to catch up with you. So this has been a great episode.
So
I'm glad
proud
the old crew's
of you guys.
Here.
You guys have come so far in the last 2 years.
Thank you so
I
much.
You.
That means a lot. It's like cool. Like I love like where we're all going with our career, and it's fun to share it with each other. So
it is.
Thanks for being a part
it
of
is.
My life, you guys. Thank you guys so much for being part of our lives. We love
follow
you so much.
Follow the Popcorn Talk.
Follow the Popcorn
yes.
Talk. Make sure you follow them on Twitter and YouTube. Follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie, except Twitter. I'm just so just Leo Zombie. Leo, come on.
Justin Kelly, nobody wants to listen to us for 2 hours, is all I'm about to say.
I might do a podcast. I'm still talking.
Peace out. Love you guys.
Mwah.
Peace and blessings.
Later, guys. Make sure you buy these hats when they come out.
Peace and blessings.
Is it still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
Oh, we're still on.
We're still on, but the show should be over.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.